Het volgende gaat hier, gemaakt met Heuvel. Every year at this time, I try to talk to you about the Yonim that I see are on your minds and in your hearts. Conversations that I have are different every year. And based upon those conversations that I'm having with Chevra from here and from all over, I try to use this as an opportunity to work through some difficult, often painful sugyas and who we are and what our avoda is these last few minutes before Mashiach comes. It changes all the time. The basic plan is the same, but there are many, many, many adjustments that we have to make over the years. So I want to talk about something that's very, very much lamaisa, very poshut, and that is, I find, terribly, terribly misunderstood, that leads to chalishas adas, nagbis nefesh, and Yom Kippur's, one Yom Kippur there after another Yom Kippur, sort of disappearing by the time it gets to Sukkot, to Cheshvan. And I really appreciate all of those who are sponsoring and helping, who see this as something which is vital and important for us and our growth. One of the most endearing ways that Hashem speaks of us is as his little sister. And in Shir Shir, Manasla Hussein Biyom Shi Yadu Baba. What can we do for our sister when she is spoken of? Im Chaymehi Nivna Letiris Kesef. If she will be like a wall, it's a very difficult pasuk, thanks. If she will be like a chaimah, like a wall, then Hashem says, then I will build upon it, upon the nation, a silver battlement. Something very beautiful. Vimdelasi, but if my little sister, meaning the Jewish people, if we're going to be in this world, if we're going to live like a door, a delas, the door. Shadalas is Aina Elisha. A door is something which opens and closes. It's not a wall. And Kach Enimis Kaim Alav Elisha. So then I will also be with them in such a way. Elisha, here and there. Not in a way that's consistent, strong, secure like a wall. According to Chazal, this question was presented to Avraham Avinu. The nation that's going to come from you, do you envision this as a nation that's going to be like a powerful wall or like a door that opens and closes? Avraham Avinu said, Rebbein Ha'ilam, Master of all worlds, Ani Chaim, I, myself, I'm unshakable. I'm powerful like a wall. And that's the nation that I want to come forth for me. Ani Chaim. And the Hoshanas, the first and most beautiful praise of the Jewish people in the Hoshanas is Om Ani Chaim. Om is a nation, Uma. Om, the nation, Am Yisrael is Om Ani Chaim. The nation of Israel, the Jewish people, have this ability of Ani Choma. I'm a wall. That's the Mahus. That's the nature, the essence of Am Yisrael. Strength, stability, consistency that we inherited from Avraham Avinu, Ani Choma. So that's a beautiful, beautiful chazal in the Lashon of the Hashanahs. But you and I, in our day-to-day lives, we often don't feel like walls. We don't feel Ani Choma. The reality of life is such, with all the aliyas and nafilas, ups and downs, the reality is that we feel not just like a door, but like a revolving door. Constantly. Ups and downs, in and out, good and bad, right and wrong. So because of his love for us, he gave this little sister a mitzvah that's called tshuva. It's a mitzvah klolis. The Rishonim are struggling to define it. That there's a mitzvah that's already woven into the fabric of Torah. If you mess up, this is how you fix it. And the mitzvah of tshuva is a wondrous gift. And Hashem Yisbarach revealed to us that it's possible to start again. And there are, as the Rambam explains clearly in Hilchos Teshuva, based upon the sugyas in the Gemara, primarily the Gemara in Yuma and Rosh Hashanah, there are chilukei kapara, there are the halachas of Teshuva. There are ingredients that must be in the soup. If Teshuva is real, and if tshuva is to work, there are certain things that must be there. And one of those, the Rambam tells us, is Kabbalah La'asid, a commitment to changing in the future. A Kabbalah La'asid, the Rambam, regarding this Kabbalah, this commitment to the future, writes in the second parak of Hilchos Teshuva Halacha Beis, something that since the time that I'm learning, and I first saw Hilchos Teshuva of the Rambam, has troubled me. It's a very, very difficult Rambam. It's a shver Rambam. And much has been written about it. But tonight we're going to do something very, very remarkable. We're going to invite the Rambam to come with us to Uman. You heard of that place? We're going to invite the Rambam. There are a lot of Sfardim to go there. We're going to invite the Rambam to come with us on a journey, on a trip to Uman. What is this Shver Rambam? What is this difficult and painful Rambam? Umahi ha-tshuva. What is tshuva? Ushiyazav ha-chaytei chetoi. That the sinner turns away from his sin. V'yasiru ma-shavtoi. And he removes it from his thoughts. V'yigma b'liba shal yaseu oid. And he decides. Strong. He's not going to do it again. Shnemar Yazav Rosh Hadarko b'chulu brings a pasuk. V'chein yisnochem al shavar, and he regrets. That's one of the ingredients of tshuva as well. Charati, he regrets the past. Shnemar k'achri shuvi nichamti pasuk. Now here are the words, the historic words of the Rambam. They're not found in Chazal. These are the Rambam's words. And much ink has been spilled to try to understand these words. I think that you know what they are. I'm just going to remind you. The Rambam reveals a shir of how do we know, how does one know that the commitment regarding the future is real, is authentic. The yod alav yodea talumais, the one who knows all hidden secrets, bears testimony. Hashem bears testimony. Shelo yoshuv lezeh hachet la'olam, that the person, this bal tshuva, this person who's doing tshuva, will never ever return to that sin ever in the future. So the shir, the Rambam is telling us, as far as this required chelik of tshuva, which is Kabbalah la'asid, the shir is ashiyoidel of yodea talumais, to the one who knows all that's hidden in the heart, will bear testimony that this tshuva is so complete, that this person's wall is so strong and secure, that he is never ever going to return to do this aveira again. The Rambam is telling us that this is a tnai. This is a condition in Hilchos Shuv. According to the simple pshat of what the Rambam is saying, an average, regular, even above average Jew who has, like everybody, has done things that are wrong, said things that are wrong, and so on, has no hope of ever fulfilling the Torah's requirement of tshuva. How can a person be certain that he'll never ever do that again? Ad she yoydel of yodea talumais. Ad kidei kach that Hashem himself will testify. It's through a literal understanding and a misunderstanding of this Rambam, whether a person heard of the Rambam or not, that we fail and we fail and we fail. That we give up and we give up and we give up. Even if you never heard of the Rambam, because there's something inside that says these words, that my tshuva is incomplete, my tshuva is not sincere. While I'm saying the al-chait, how this is terrible, this is horrible, in my head, I'm already trying to figure out when's the next time I'm going to do that. Or how am I going to avoid doing that? I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm locked in a certain life. And besides, to be fair, it's a mission in others. Al tamen ba'atzimcha ad yaymayischa. The Mishnah says in Ovis, don't trust yourself until the day of your death. And everybody knows that Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who served in the Kahuna for 80 years, Lubisayf, he became a tzduki, a heretic. And the Shari Tshuva brings the pasuk, Ashrei Odom Mefached Tamid. A Jew has to be every moment of his life on guard, alert, prepared, fearful that whatever I've accomplished, whatever I've been able to reach until now, in a moment, in a second, I can lose everything. Because the Yeser is Mischadish, as Chazal tells. The Yeser is Mischadish. It's constantly coming up with new original ideas of how to destroy us. And therefore, one cannot trust himself. And Chazal are telling us, Al tamin ba'atzmecha. You know that this world was created, kibiyah, kibaka Hashem Solom, with the letter Hey. And the letter Hey is open, and this whole world on the bottom is open. It's very easy to fall out through the bottom. And Hashem gave the mitzvah of tshuva to try to climb and find our way back in. But the bottom is open. The Sefer Chassidim writes in Kuf Samach Aleph, Ein Yetzer Shalayim Shor V'Lishal Esmol. Today's Yetzer is not the same Yetzer as yesterday. You see, yesterday could have been Galaxy 7, then it's Galaxy 8 and Galaxy 9. And all the things that that represents. I'm not talking about the technology. They're chidushim. It's mischadish lo b'chol yoy. It's not the same as it was yesterday. Lefichach afilu ba'oysa dover shemer l'morcha leitucha lizbal. And even if you therefore were successful yesterday, overcoming a Sahara and some Indian, there's no guarantee that Sefer Chassidim says that tomorrow you'll succeed. It says in Eiv that even angels can't be trusted. Malachim came to this world, they messed up. Whatever that means. Leficha Rafil Boy Sadovri says, V'atashiv machshav eisechem is chalfa mitoy v'lora. The mind of a human being is constantly in motion. And yesterday you might have been strong, and you might have been certain, but the next day is altogether a different parasha. So how could it be that the Rambam would say such a thing? What's fascinating also, Rabbi Isai, is that a number of the Achronim discuss how the reality is when you look at our vidui that we have in all of our viduyim and all the different variations of the lashon of the nusach, which is the bare bones is really the same. But there are some variations in the nusach here and there. But in all of the viduyim that we have on Yom Kippur, there's no inyan of a Kabbalah Lahaba. There's Yehi Ratzon Shleach Da'od. Say, Yehi Ratzon, Hashem help me, I shouldn't sin in the future. But as far as it being part of vidui, this commitment being part of vidui, that I will never do this again, it's not found in our Machzor. We don't see such a thing in the Machzor. The Lechem Mishneh is very famous here. And the Lechem Mishneh asks regarding this Rambam, this whole concept of Achi Yoidel of Yudea Talumais, until Hashem bears testimony that you'll never sin again. The Lechem Mishneh asks, what about Bechira Chavshish? What about free choice? A person's free choice is something that's there every moment of his life. And the whole sugi of Hashem knowing and a man's choosing is raised by this Rambam. Actually, Yodolov Yodea Talumas. We'll come back to the Lechem Mishneh's answer at the end. Reb Sadi Goyin, the Meiri, the Mabit, and other Rishonim disagree with the simple pshat in this Rambam. And their opinion is that as long as the individual is committed to trying, and he means it at the time, then that tshuva is accepted. And all of the averis that he committed until that point are erased. And if he ends up returning to this avera, it's not cumulative, it's a completely new cheshbon that begins with starting, chas v'sholom, that cycle of averis again. But the tshuva is a real tshuva, and the tshuva works. And the tshuva that he did, Yom Kippur, or whenever he did that tshuva, is not lost because he returned to that avera. As long as he asked Hashem, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but help. I know this is wrong. I don't want to do this. I feel compelled to do this, but I'm sorry, and I'm going to try. So, in order to answer this, I said before, we're going to ask the Rambam to join us, to come with us to Uman. Now, I saw this yesod in a sefer that one of the chaver brought back to me from Eretz Yisrael. The yesod is the yesod that's found in Likutei Moran, which we'll see inside at the end, a few words from Likutei Moran. But the explanation of this mashpi is very, very clear. And therefore, what I'm going to say now is based upon this hesber that I just saw the other day. I've been learning for the past 3 years the ma'ase and the superior ma'ase of the chacham and the tam. Of the clever man and the simple man, those of you who learned the superior ma'ase of Rabbi Nachman, you know what I'm talking about. I'm really not even halfway through. And therefore, what I'm going to say now is based upon that story. I'm not going to refer to the story again, but it's based upon that story. We need to understand the meaning of Kabbalah. I don't mean mysticism. A Kabbalah. Since the time that we've been in yeshiva, those who grew up in yeshiva, since the time that those who came later found out about Tshuva and Yom Kippur and Vidui and so on, have heard many, many, many talks about making a Kabbalah, accepting upon yourself something, a commitment for the future. And that's exactly what the Rambam is telling us. He's speaking about this requirement in Hilchos Tshuva of a Kabbalah. Now this Eidus that the Rambam is talking about is where the misunderstanding falls in that ruins our lives. The Rambam is talking about Eidus that Hashem has to testify. Until Hashem testifies himself that this person will never do this again. Because Hashem seems to be saying that this guy's tshuva is so sincere, is so real. I sign on this guy. I'm signing off on him. He's good. He's done with the aveir. That's, as we said before, seems to be something which is near impossible. And not only that, the whole Torah is Eidus, right? The Torah is Eidus. Eidus Hashem Ne'emana. And in the Torah itself, we just learned last week, which the Ramban and Moshe Rishonim hold is talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, which is the simple pshat in the context over there in Nitzavim. This mitzvah is not difficult. It's not far away, not across the ocean, and so on. It's not in the heavens. And then the most comforting words in the whole Torah. What? Kikar ve'elecha adovim ma'oi. The whole Sefer Beinonim from the Alter Rebbe is built upon those words. That is very near to you, the mitzvah of tshuva. Rav Kook in the Eretz Tshuva calls this kaloise shel tshuva. He says the etzim is tshuva. Tshuva, the etzim, he says, is kal, easy. The Torah says Eidus. Loi nifleisi mimcha, loi rechoikehi, loi me'ei v'liyam. But what the Rambam is telling us, actually, yodel of yodea taluma sounds like it's what? Nifleisi, it's a wonder. Rechoikehi, it's far. Me'ei v'liyam, bashamayim. It can't be that the Rambam's Eidus is contradicting the Eidus of the Torah, which is Eidus Hashem Ne'eman. The Rav Kook says that the tshuva is easy. So what is it? Is tshuva a cinch or is it impossible? So in this sefer, he brings a very good marshal to begin. And then we'll go from there in different places to different places. He says of a bar das, a normal, healthy, intelligent person, when he sets about to accomplish a certain assignment, a job, he estimates, he tries to figure out, is it according to his kaichas? In other words, is this something that he can do? Lamash. If a person who's a regular Jew is asked to carry a sack, this is the marshal he gives, a sack, a 300-pound sack of potatoes, to carry it up a mountain, whatever, something like that. Now maybe there's a non-Jew out there that can do such a thing. Maybe Shimshon HaGibur, a stam, a person can do such a thing. It's simply lamala mikachaisav. It's stronger. It requires something. A person that's stronger than him, he can't do such a thing. It's impossible. Now he does understand that if he is allowed to scatter these potatoes, to open the bag, the sack, and to scatter the potatoes, and he's given enough time to carry them up, to lift them up, and to carry them up somewhere. Couple of potatoes at a time. So then he understands that that's a different mice. That's a different story altogether. Then, whether it's 300 pounds or 500 pounds, it's not such a big nafkimina. The ikar is that as long as he's able to scatter them and to carry them up in a way that he can handle, so then he'll accept his job. Because they're not asking him for something that's beyond his capabilities, his strength. It's the exact same thing when it comes to the koichas and nefesh. The exact same thing with koichas and nefesh. So bal kaas, a person who has a strong temper. People are born like that. The temper by the teva, the nature is cham, is strong, is hot. And the person's a bal kaas. And this bal kaas understands in his seichel that his kaas, his anger, is destroying his life. It's ruining his marriage. It's ruining his kids. It's ruining even his job, his work. And he understands all that with his seichel. And he goes to some shmooze before Yontif and he hears about the terrible, terrible midah of kaas. It's the worst, most disgusting midah of all the midahs. So kaas is the worst midah. Says in Sfarim such things about kaas. And he's very inspired by this shiur and he's makabel upon himself never to get angry again. Well, kalapach is not to express anger, not to explode, and so on. So we understand that for the bal kaas, that's much heavier than a sack of potatoes. That's not 300 pounds, that's 3 million pounds. If this person would have been taught that the inyan of his Kabbalah is for a day, for an hour, not to be angry or not to express anger, to scatter that midah over the days of his life, then his mesugel, he would be able to succeed. But the inyan, the Kabbalah of not being angry the rest of his life, not showing anger the rest of his life, is simply impossible. There's no gvul, there's no mida. It's for the rest of his life. It's for his entire future. And it's not even a question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ever meant to ask a person for such a thing. There's never ever been it never ever entered the divine mind of the one who created us for that balkas to lift up such a bag of anger. There's one thing that the Baruch Shalom is telling this person to be makabel, and that is this: lo lechos achshav. This moment of your life that you're in right now, don't lose it. Don't lose it this moment. Does that mean that he's allowed to scream and yell and carry on an hour from now? Of course it doesn't mean that. But that's not his inyan, Rabbi Nachman teaches. It's not his inyan this moment. This moment is karav elav adavah ma'oid ma'oid. An hour from now, tomorrow, is me'evel yom is v'choyki is b'shamayim. Rabbi Yoinen is Yesod HaTshuva. Rabbi Nachman Siches Ran Chavav speak about one of the most wonderful midas that Hashem gave us. It's called Shikha. Shikha means the ability to forget. Not talking about when, God forbid, a person suffers from senility or dementia, chalila. Rabbi Nachman says in Chaf Bav Masichas Haran, Eitz Lord L'mashikhu Chisorin God L'beinayim. In the eyes of the world, forgetting is a big chisorin, it's something terrible in the eyes of the world. Aval be'einai, in my eyes, Yesh ba'ashikha ma'ila g'dayla. Shikha has also a tremendous maila. Kim lo ha'isa shikha lo ha'ya efshal asa shum dora ba'avodas Hashem. Because if a person would never forget, he would be unable, it would completely cripple him, he'd be unable to do anything in his avodas Hashem. And my yizarcha kol ma'asha ovar, because he would always remember his failures of the past that he was never able to, I was never able to. He would always remember the past. I never davened. I never was able to learn a taisis on my own. I was never able to overcome that taiva. I was never able to hold myself back from this inyan. And a person has his whole resume, his whole history. And a person will become completely, completely confused with all the things that have befallen him in his life and his past. The Bernstein gave a person the ability to forget. He brings here in the Noyim Asichis, he brings here from the one of the letters of Rabbi Nosson to his son. In the Olam Truvi, he brings Bosi l'orecha masha atarogi lichtoi b'chol pam, shlifi darkecho lachshav har b'chol dover, al kein yesh lecha yisurim bilbulim keila. Rabbi Nosson writes to his son, you're writing to me very often about how you're constantly revisiting and thinking over and making a million cheshbonos about things that you've been through. V'alzeh bosi l'ashif, and I'm coming to write to you again. Ki ugufa kasha, ki ein zech, chiyuv chasr sholom, lachshav har be'adirab, adonenim oreinev rabbeinu zal, his hirono harbeli levli lachshav harbe. Our Rebbe Reb Nachman taught us, don't think so much. He wasn't talking about learning. Loi lachshav harbe. Vama beferish, zah inish anikri, ibetrachten. Ibetrachten. Overthinking. It throws a person completely off. It throws him completely away from his avodas Hashem and from even being normal, he goes on to say, from being healthy and normal. Ibetrachten, overthinking, overplanning, the chacham in the story. And everything is with a plan, with chachmas. So Hashem gave us this gift. And it's not only the gift of forgetting the past, but as far as the Kabbalah is concerned, it means also not concerning oneself really with the future. I'll explain that more. Not concerning oneself with the future. Not being over-concerned with the future. So what's Yoidel of Yodea Talumais? Again, we'll come to the Lechem Mishnah at the end. According to the way the Ma'abit understands and the other Rishonim, and we'll see at the end the Rambam as well. Ashi Yoidel of Yodea Talumais means that this moment, I am a wall. This moment of my life, I'm not picking up that cigarette. This moment, I'm not taking a drink. This moment, I'm not touching that place on the computer. This moment of my life, ani chayma. This moment, this hour, today, in yavel imashi yavel, no matter what it is, I'm not going to be torn away from this commitment. Like Avraham Avinu said, and we say in our shanas, oyim ani chayma. A Jew has the ability to make himself mamish into an unbreakable, a wall, mamish a wall, oyim ani chayma. We were not commanded regarding the future. It has no bearing upon what's going to be tomorrow. Rav Chaskel Sarnes says that's why the Rambam's lashon is Ashiyodel of Yodea Ta'alumais, the one who knows the hidden secrets. It does not say Yodea Asidos, the one who knows the future. Why doesn't it say in the Rambam Ashiyodel of Yodea Asidos? Until the one who knows the future will bear testimony. It doesn't say that. Rav Chaskel says, Ad sheyoy love yodea ta'alumais. The yodea ta'alumais knows that it says in Chumash, in the Chumash that he himself gave Moshe Rabbeinu, and where he himself bears testimony on his Torah, Eidus Hashem Ne'amana, ki ha-mitzvah zoish asher anoich mitzavcha, what does it say the next word? No? Hayom. The mitzvah that I'm commanding you this day. Hayoim. Hayoim today. Loi nefleisi mamcha. Loi rechoyki hi. Loi mehevel hayom. Loi b'shamayim hi. And Rav Kook's kaloi sushal tshuva. The tshuva is mamish, the easiest thing. We'll talk about it's easy and it's hard. This makes it hard also, but it's easy. Because it's hayoim. Now more in Panemius, listen carefully. To understand this in a deeper way. How it's not possible. How the whole inyan of a Kabbalah la'asid is not possible. The deeper reason why it's impossible, even though we already saw that the Sefer Chassidim is alluding to this, and Rabbi Yoin is alluding to this, but it's spelled out very clearly in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perek Beis, and the Perek Yud Gimel in the Haggah, and Lukut Amarat in Yonis Amach Aleph, Lukut Elochis in many, many places, and the Ramchal in his Igris, it's in many, many places in Teres HaPnimius. Not just in Chassidus, but as I said, from the Ramchal, the Grah, and the Nefesh HaChaim. And Rav Deshla speaks about this in Michtar Liyoh, all the tzaddikim who are Isik in Pnimius, revealed this to us in a very deep way. The nature of time. And they taught us, the Maral, they taught us this, even if you haven't yet learned the Zohar Kodesh and Kisveri, even before getting to that, the Tzaddikim have taught us that the Yisoid of time is based upon what we say every day, Hamachadesh Betuvo B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis. And that means that tomorrow, Yom Rishon, Sunday, is not a Hemshech of Shabbos. It feels like it. It feels like Sunday is a continuation, not Shabbos. But the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that Ba'omek, from the perspective of Hayom, this day that we're living right now, Machar, tomorrow, Lo Kayam Klal Uklal. Tomorrow doesn't exist at all. HaMechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tov B'Ma'aseh Bereishis means that when a person makes a Kabbalah, I'm never going to pick up a cigarette or a glass of whiskey, or I'm never going to do that aveira, that whatever I was doing, I'm not going to do it again. But he makes a Kabbalah for tomorrow. In Pnimius, the person is Shakua, he is in a dimion, he is in a delusion, that the Bechlal does not exist. Because tomorrow doesn't exist today. Tomorrow will only exist when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, that aura of tomorrow, and that's only tomorrow, not today. And therefore, in Pnimius, one has no control over tomorrow at all. It's the biggest demean in the world to think that one has control over tomorrow. So then what does this farm mean, especially the Muslim farm, that we all learned growing up about making a Kabbalah? And all of you already have certain Kabbalahs that you've planned, the same ones as last year. Right? What about all those Kabbalahs? What about the Kabbalahs? Which I've mentioned very often here in the shul, that after the last Yom HaShas, there's going to be mentioned another one soon, after the last Yom HaShas, there was an argument between a husband and wife here in the shul, because the husband was very inspired by the Siyam, and he wanted to order the entire art scroll. Shas. Now these are not people of means at all. They could not afford such a thing. That's a couple $1,000, the whole art scroll. He wanted a big one, not even the little one. Because he went to the Siyam, and he was on fire from the Siyam, and he wanted to get the art scroll Shas. And now his wife suggested that maybe because of our limitations, like trying to get milk and bread for the kids and stuff like that, that maybe just start off and get in the store brachas. You know, get Gemara brachas, a nice Gemara brachas. So he was mamish devastated about her lack of confidence in him. And I met with them in the office about this inyan, about getting the whole shas, which of course he did. He won. I remember there was a Shever Brochus, a friend of mine got married like a couple of weeks after me. So his name was Aaron, and his wife's name is Rivka. No, the wife's name was not Rivka, his name was Aaron. And the wife's name wasn't Rivka, I forgot the wife's name. The gematria of the wife's name was much less. I don't remember what the wife's name was this second. I remember it. But anyway, so one of the friends gave a drasha by the Shever Brochus and said that the gematria of Aaron is whatever that gematria is. And her gematria, which was a much less of a gematria, whatever the name was, is less. So we see from here that Ari wins. That was the Shever Brochus. So this guy got the whole shas. He won. He won, he got the whole shas. His gematria is also higher than the wife's gematria. So he ordered the whole shas. He got to the middle of Masechta Shabbos. He got to the middle of Shabbos. And to her credit, she did not say, I told you so, and why do we have to, and also because he wanted to build the whole thing with in one of the rooms to take care of these, you understand, it was a whole inyan. Because it's only proper that since I'm already on the way to finishing Shas, a person who's going to be at the next Siyam deserves also to have a nice Svarim Shrank, you understand? He was already walking around with a medal. And they're going to put him on the dais to speak in MetLife or something. And the wife is saying to me, listen, you know, she's looking at me, I know my Schara, you know what I mean? I know my Schara. She didn't say that, but she had that look. He's not going to do it. So he was very, very hurt. Like, where's her confidence in me? Where's her confidence? I made a Kabbalah. Ani Chayma. I made a Kabbalah to finish Shas. I'm going to be there in the stadium waving a flag 7.5 years from now. I finish Shas. So what about all these Kabbalahs? Are they meaningless? Are they worthless? Chas v'chalila. Chas v'shal. In two ways, a Kabbalah is very, very important. But one has to be so careful, because this is the nekuda. This is the nekuda where if you're not careful, you lose. You mamish lose. Even if you have a name, if you have four names, Yosef, Yisrael, Yeshurun, whatever your name is, you lose. A Kabbalah is a good thing, Aleph, because you clarify your objective, something important that you want to do with your life. And you separate between the Sheker and the Emes, and you have some clarity that what I'm doing is wrong, and there's something I can do that's better. That's Gevaldik. That's for sure important. And the second thing is that Me'ed, what a Neder is, Vadva Mitzvah, that a person accepts a certain achrayas. I'm not ignoring this inyan anymore in my life. It has weight. It's important. There's an achrayas that I have somehow, in some way, to find a way, how could I stop drinking? How could I stop smoking? How could I stop looking at bad stuff? How could I stop doing this aver? How could I stop overeating? Whatever it is, that's not an aver. But how could I stop doing this behavior that's destroying me? How could I stop doing this? I have to come up with a plan. But what's good is, A, finally I'm acknowledging this is bad. The game is over. That's Aleph. And Beis, I have the achrayas to figure out how to stop doing this. Or when it comes to Asei Tov, how to start doing something good. To start going to shul. To start putting on tefillin every day. But someone told me recently it's hard to believe that there are Jews that they go to shul, they share Torah mitzvahs, and they're not putting on tefillin every day. So kakafta lo manach tefillin, what that means? They need a tefillin. It's not ice. Tefillin. So a person comes up with a plan. So a Kabbalah is a gewaldig thing to come up with a plan. But the plan is not the guy that buys the whole shas necessarily. Yeah, people are millionaires, they like to have nice farm. But the plan is not that you have to get the whole shas. And the reason this Svar Makdoshim are telling us on a deeper level is because Ba'oimek, in the deepest way, every single day in this guy that wants to learn Shas, every single day, it's a noonday sign. Am I going to sit down and open the Gemara and put in my hour or two or three to figure out this Gemara? Am I going to do it? And that's a new test, and that test is today. And the fact that at the Sima Shas I had a Kabbalah and I made such a Kabbalah could lead me into such an unbelievable delusion to think that now I no longer have to fight this war to sit down and learn on this day and time, because I already made a Kabbalah 2 months ago, and that Kabbalah was a Kabbalah that was iron, that was strong, chayma. So the person is lulled into a certain way of thinking that because I have this Kabbalah, that somehow is going to empower me or enable me to sit down after I had a hard day's work. And it's not an easy sugya. It's something complicated in a place somewhere in Erevin. I'm in a hard sugya in a difficult place in Shas, and I didn't have a chance to learn during the day, and then I had to go to a simcha and another simcha, and it's now 2 a.m. There's no such thing but kids as a bechira as far as the future is concerned. And the danger of this is that the Baal HaKabbalah, the one who is this makubal, this type of a makubal, that he has always every year with his Kabbalah, the problem is That when, as it's happened over and over again, it fails. At some point it fails. Sometimes it could be a week, a month, a year. Sometimes it could be 10 years later, 15 years later. But the guy falls. 9 out of 10 times the guy falls. And when that happens, he looks at the whole thing. My whole tshuva was phony. It was fake. It was like my whole life is a big joke. And everything else in my life, what I made after the Sima Shas, my wife was right. I'm incapable. I'm unreliable. I'm a fool. I make all these things of myself and I never keep them. And the reason for this is because he thought that al smach that Kabbalah, somehow he was empowered to go on and on and on using that Kabbalah, that battery from the Siyum HaShas. That battery was done that day. He did it for a couple of months. The emes is, it was done that day, or it lasted a little bit. In truth, the avoid of a Jew, and this is what Rabbi Nachman is teaching, we'll see it inside in a few minutes. In truth, the avoid of a Jew is to live a life of Bechira Chavshis every single minute, every single day, to scream, to cry, to beg, to daven, Rabbi Shalom, Yirotzen Shalayach Telefanecha. Rabbi Shalom, help me this day. Every single day we get up in the morning, we daven, Rabbi Shalom, help me. Aloy Deinisar, Aloy Deinisar, Rabbi Shalom, help me this day. Because the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this in such a way that even though you could be so sincere by Ne'ilah, and you say Hashem Elokim, and you scream it out 7 times, and you mean it, be'emes, you mean it. But the truth is that tomorrow does not exist at all. And the person that I am, like we saw in the Sefer Chassidim, the person that I am today, could be a totally different person tomorrow. Something could happen to me tomorrow, God forbid, my parent passes away. God forbid my spouse dies. Chalila, there's something with a child. I lose all my money. And the person is brought down to a place low, 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 in a difficult place. And the person that he was yesterday is bechlal not the person that he is today. So you're talking about Bechira that I made yesterday? Haint is an andere mensch altogether. He's a different human being today. Yesterday he was a human being. Today he's a shmata. Yesterday he was a happily married person. Today his wife walked out on him. It's a different Baal Bechira. It's a different day. That's what the Swarma is telling us. The person that made that choice on Monday is not the same person Tuesday. Because of things that change in life, and Hashem is mechadish b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, every day is a different sugya. And lest one think that this is purely an inyan of the Bali Apnimius. So there's also one of the letters of the Chazanish, Eichet Tzadik B'Karsh Levroch, with this Mashpia brought down from Chazanish. The Chazanish wrote in one of his letters, Al Tevalu Nafshecha B'Rayonis HaMachshavos, just like Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson wrote to his son, Al Tevalu, don't waste your life in all kinds of ideas and thoughts. Ki B'Zeh Yevula Itoyesech, you're going to waste all of your time, it'll all be swallowed up. Listen to these words, listen. Chazanish. Everybody okay? Chazanish. Good? Fine. You can go to Bnei Brak. You don't have to go to Uman. If you're okay, you can go to Bnei Brak. Kishnoi Selchi Yitamu. The Chazanish writes, your years are going to end. Your life, you're going to die. The Cheshbon Leiteda. But your Cheshbon of how you're going to work it out, it's never going to be. Yomim Yikolu v'chochmalei sikne. L'chein yididi. Therefore, my friend. Al ta'ayein al ha'avar. Stop thinking about and studying the past. Stop thinking about the past. V'al tesadu abadoz chiliyoy mocharas. And stop planning out tomorrow. Chazoni says. Ki lo yuna atzoscha. Because what your ace is not going to be. This so far, it's going to be turned over. So therefore, how should a Jew live? The Chazanish writes, V'yehei chobib alecha rega achas. Unbelievable words. V'yehei chobib alecha, what should be dearest to you is what? Rega achas, this moment. One moment is what should be chaviv alecha in your life, is this moment that you're in right now. Now the Chazon Ish's way of saying it, Rega achas, in the Chassidish Svarim, especially in Rabbi Nachum, that's called the Avodah of Tumimus of the Tam. And those who are familiar with the story, you know that the Inyan of the Tam was that the first job that presented itself to him, he said, can I make a living like this? What do I have to do? You put this thread into the shoes, right, to make a shoe. He said, okay, I'll do that. I know people myself who are thinking around trying to figure out how to make a living. Well, everybody in their life that they're supposed to be supporting is already dead, because they're so busy thinking for the last 20 years about how to make a living. Get up and do something. Go take something. Get to work. The Chacham has all kinds of, this is not going to work. This can't possibly work. The clever one with all of the tochniot, with all of the plans. The Inyan of the Tam is that he never patters himself up from this moment. Anything that's happened in the past that didn't succeed in the past doesn't change the reality of right now. My question is, can I do this right now? I can't lift up 300 pounds. I can't understand this Mishnah, you know, in Taharas. But can I learn this blot in Brachas? Yes. I can't finish necessarily this whole Gemara, but can I learn right now? This hour that I'm in, can I learn and put my karkas into it? Yes. My cheshbon is not whether I was able to. Yesterday I failed, or whether tomorrow I'm going to be able to. And now we understand why Rav Kook says that the avoida of tshuva is easy. On the one hand, it's karb elech adav amoid. We're going to be coming in for a landing now. In the next few minutes, bear with me. On the one hand, the avoida of the tam, or the avoida of the Chazon Ish, it's called rega achas, one moment. On the one hand, it's very, very easy. Because as long as I don't have to carry the burden of the past, and I don't have to have a daiga all the time of tomorrow, because tomorrow is a different parsha, ha'avrahayin, mocher adayin, there's a different sugyas yesterday and tomorrow, b'chlal doesn't exist anymore, and never did exist, maybe it will, maybe it won't. So that relief is unbelievable. That whole chachma of the chacham in the story of the chacham and tam. One is completely free from that. On the other hand, when Rav Kook said that it's the easiest and it's the hardest at the same time, because it means living every moment of your life in this consciousness. Not just somebody that made a Kabbalah and then he lies back and says, oh, I guess it didn't work. Didn't work. My wife was right. It didn't work. You see, she was right. I couldn't learn Shas. Turns out she was right. And then the guy goes to his wife. He never did this, but he goes to his wife and says, you were right. You were right. I made such a Kabbalah. I spent thousands of dollars on the Shas and I didn't make it past. I didn't make it past Shabbos. You're right. And then he's finished. He's finished. He doesn't have to learn. He doesn't have to learn. Shema Shas, forget it. He's done. He missed the program. He's off. He fell. He fell off. He's done. What's hard about the life of the Tam is that right now, this moment, I can start and I can sit and learn a blood Gemara. So to live every single moment of your life, that rega achas, a serious life, an intense life. A life of right now, can I get to shul? Then why aren't I going to shul this morning? Oh, because I didn't go for the last 2 weeks, and I said, Yom Kippur, this year I'm going to go to shul. Just remember those Kabbalahs, those machshavos. And if you didn't make any Kabbalah, then you're a stammer joker. And if you did make a Kabbalah, and you didn't live up to it, then you now have a ticket to relax and to take it easy. I'm a chaya. I'm a Jew that doesn't go to shul. I can't. I tried. I'm a Jew that doesn't put on tefillin. I tried. I can't. I can't. But when a person lives in a metzias of ani chayma, I am a wall. It's not about yesterday, it's not about tomorrow, it's about this second of my life. I was mevarer that this is important for me. For a Jew to put on tefillin is important. However you came to that. For me, not to look at that stuff on the computer, it's bad stuff, it's ruining my life, it's ruining my marriage, my kids know, my wife knows, everybody knows, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows, everybody knows. I gotta stop this stuff, it's bad. It's bad stuff. I feel sick, I feel disgusting. It's bad for me. Ani choyma. I don't know about tomorrow. The fact that I did it like that yesterday, but I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. But this moment right now in my life, this rega achastach, as Anish is saying, this moment, ani choyma. I don't have to do this. Now we can start the Lashon of Rabbi Nachman on the top of the page. The whole bottom of the page is from Likutei Tefillos. It's a tefillah to daven to help this work. It didn't come out so clear. It's a tefillah, it's in Likutei Tefillos Kuvav. There's a famous Torah from Rabbi Nachman, Veshayin Beis, Hayom Ibekrelis Ishmo, it says in Tehillim. Don't know if it says Hayom, today, in Ibekrelis Ishmo, if you listen to my voice. All a person should place before his eyes is that day. Even when it comes to earning a living, don't think about how it didn't work out yesterday or it did work out or what's going to be tomorrow. In the service of Hashem. All you should think about is this day, this hour. If you're trying to enter into Hashem in a real way, it seems to you like it's a 300-pound sack of potatoes. The actual at least a master carbon, you can't carry a 300-pound sack of potatoes. You can't do that. But if all you think about is this day, then it's not going to be too heavy. Then you're not going to keep on putting it off from day to day. The reason we're putting off the good things from day to day is because it seems like a 300-pound sack. I can't, if I put on tefillin, if I dive into the Betzibah tomorrow, it means I'm going to chayim myself for the rest of my life. I can't do that. It's a heavy bag. I can't do that. I'm always saying, tomorrow I'll start. Mocher is follow b'kavon. Tomorrow I'll daven b'kavon. Or b'kodach k'royin with strength. V'chezim is a b'shah ha'avaydus. Ki ein lo'odna boi lomo ki m'oysa hayom. This sentence changed my life. I first saw this sentence around 35 years ago. And it changed, mamish changed my life. Ki ein lo'odna boi lomo ki m'oysa hayom v'oysa hashah sh'oymed boi. All a person has in his life, be'emes, not just like a nice way to be mechazi yourself. The truth is, all a person has in his life is oisa hayoyim v'oisa hashol sh'oimit bo, the day and the hour that you're living in. Ki yoyim ha-mochras hu oylem acher legamre. Because tomorrow is an oylem acher legamre, it's an andere welt. It's an altogether different world. Hayoyim im bekolus ishmo, hayoyim. Hashanuchim esav hayoyim. Now we can come back and understand the Rambam. This will take mamish 2 minutes. We can understand the Rambam. But keep that page, because you have the tefillah there from Rabbi Nosson. You have to daven up this Torah very strong. We don't have time. I wanted to daven it with you, but I mean, I don't know who says there's no time, but there's such a thing. There's no, even though Mr. Shabbos, he's probably up till 2 o'clock, so I don't know what you... I'll say, that's also Mr. Gaz. So now let's try to understand the Rambam. Not Yodea Asidos. What's a Kabbalah Lahaba? The Rambam says, Tshuva, you have to have a Kabbalah. So Lech Mishnah, we already saw his question. What do you mean? Hashem's going to testify that you're never going to do this Aveira again? What about Bechira? What about free choice? So Lech Mishnah basically tells us that this Lashon of Eidus, there are two meanings to Eidus. The first is, of course, regular Eidus, which is to bear testimony. That's Eidus. And that way of thinking in this Rambam is the problem. The second meaning of Eidus is in the parasha that we're just starting now. Hazinu Hashemayim V'adabera V'sishma Ha'aretzim Revi. And the meaning of that is to take somebody as a witness. To take somebody as a witness to verify not what's going to be in the future, because no one can predict the future. Not to somehow be a derai of what happened sometime in the past. But what the Lech Mishnah says, it simply means, as I said before, as it says in the Torah, Ha'idoisi b'chem ha'yom es ha'shamayim v'es ha'aretz. Ha'idoisi means that when I am sincere, and I ask Hashem, help me, Yerotzen Shalechta, Shalechta Oid, I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, to help me. And I'm saying, Al Chet Shechatanu, I acknowledge that this is bad. This thing is bad. I don't want to do this. It's not good for me. It's ruining my life. It's against your will. I want to serve you. And you sincerely mean that it's something that you don't want to do. But you don't know how you're going to get out of it. But you want to be out of this place, out of this thing. And you want to change your life. So the meaning of actually Yoidel of Yodea Talumus, not Yodea Sidus, until the one who knows the depths of your heart, that your desire to change is sincere. That's all. It's not a joke. Your desire to change is sincere. You're taking Hashem as an aid. And Rabbi Yosef Beer of Soloveitchik, if you look in Ahalat Tshuva, really that's how he explains in the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Chayv l'svadois lifnei hakel baruch hu. The Rambam always says to say, vidui lifnei hakel baruch hu. And that's why we say, Yerosem b'fonecha Hashem. Why, the Rabbi Yosef Beer asks, why does the Rambam say, l'svadois lifnei hakel baruch hu? Of course he's saying, vidui before Hashem. So the Rav explains based upon this Rambam, Lifnei Hashem means that I am taking you, Rabbi Shalom, together with me, stand here next to me as my witness. Not that I'll never do this again, but that I don't want to do this again. I don't want to do this again. I wish I would be able to figure out a way not to do this. Help me to figure out a way. That should never repeat this sin. That's why it says, Lisvados lifnei Hashem. Because Hashem is taken as a witness. And that's why it's called Shabbos Shuvah. Because Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, to return to Hashem. And the Medrash says, Oim Yisrael lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Imanu Oisim Shuvah, Mi Meid Aleinu. If we do Shuvah, who's going to testify on our behalf? What does that mean, Mi Meid Aleinu? Om Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to them, I witnessed all of the bad things you've ever done. And all of the misery that I brought upon you in history. I have borne witness. I have witnessed all the bad things you've done. Do you think I won't be a witness to watch and to have nachas and pride watching you do all the good stuff that you want to do? Hayshuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, Eid Hashem Elokecha, Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Chazal say Al Tikri ad Ela Eid. Hashem is chalishing, wants to be the witness for all the good things that you and I want to do in our lives. That He should be able to have nachas to watch us carry those things through in our lives. Actually, Yar Lo Yodea Talumais. There's a story that I told you years ago. Some of you might remember. It's a ma'aseh from Samach Tzedek. I'll tell it to you very quickly. There was a terrible fire in Lubavitch. And you know, in those years, especially in the poor villages, Lubavitch was very poor. The things were made of wood. Everything was made of wood. So when there would be a fire, it was like, oof, the whole town was gone. So the Yidden there in Lubavitch were trying to rebuild. And it was so poor, they spent a long time gathering together kopecks to be able to fix up the shul, to build a new shul. And there was a huge simcha, because the new Beis HaMedrash was finished. And everybody was wearing their Shabbos clothing, and they came to the big simcha of the shul. And in honor of the great occasion, The Tzemach Tzedek, everybody was excited. The Tzemach Tzedek was going to say a Mayim in Chassidus. So everybody came from all the villages and towns. All the Chassidim came and were there by the outside in the courtyard of the new shul. And they were waiting for the Tzemach Tzedek to come out. The thousands of people, the Tzemach Tzedek was going to come out to say a Mayim in honor of the shul. So the Tzemach Tzedek came out and he said an interesting thing. He said, Rabbi Yisrael, I give you a choice. Either I tell you a Mayim in Chassidus, or I'll tell you a Maise, I'll tell you a story. Which would you prefer? Not both. Either a Maise, a story, or a Mayim. So I'm sure that all the big Maschilim and all the big Talmid Chacham, what's the choice? They want a Mayim. But there are many, many more simple Jews, you understand? So the Tzemach Tzedek said, fine. I'll tell you a Maisa. He said there's a Maisa, it's a whole Arichas. The Maisa is the simple tamsis of the story is as follows. There's a Maisa of a Yid that did all kinds of crazy aveiros. And as a result of his life of sin, the Tzemach Tzedek said that he said this was a Maisa that happened, whatever he said, like 423 years ago with this Yid, and he died. And the Beis Din Shomala convened in Shemayim to decide this guy's fate. And the Tzemach Tzedek said that the Beis Din comes there. And the Beis Din consists of three Malachim. It's not even a question, so they go over this guy's files. They go over the Averis, this, the Reis, the Rabbanim, the Reis, the Rabbanim. I mean, the guy's in trouble, terrible trouble. It's not even a question. And the bad Malach is coming to take him away. Someone says, telling this Maisa to all the Chassidim. And the guy's finished. So Tzemach Tzedek said that they say to the guy before they take him away, do you have anything to say in your defense? So the guy says, this is how you operate over here in Shemayim. This whole thing to me is a scam, it's sheker. What kind of a bezin is this? A bezin from Malachim you give me? Angels are judging a human being? But this guy, did this guy ever take like the A train home at 7:30 at night in the summer? This Malach, what are you, that's who I'm having? That's a bezin of Malachim you're giving me? That's not fair, I'm a human being. I'm being judged by angels. This is a whole tumult. They said, that's how we do it over here. So they said, the system is corrupt. I'm not macabre. So Tzemach Tzedek says, there's a big thing in Shemayim, all the screaming and yelling. You take him out of here. Who ever heard such a thing? But it comes down from above. Okay. It's a taina. So we'll make up a human bezin for you. He says, oh, now we're talking. So the bezin is the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Beis Yosef. Three big Talmid Chacham. That's the Tzemach Tzedek says with the Beis Din. The Rambam, the Ravid, and the Beis Yosef. So now this guy's not a Talmid Chacham, but he heard of these people. And they look over the thing, they say, yeah, come on, get him out of here, this guy. So he says, hold on a second. What kind of Beis Din is this? So they say to Malachim, they say, you asked for a human Beis Din, and these are people, they were from the world, and now they're in Shemayim, they were in the world, just like you. Says, no, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is the Rambam and the Ravid and the Beis Yosef. What kind of business is that? They said, why? They're not qualified? No, they're overqualified, these people. And they don't know what it means. I'm just a plain person. I'm just a regular plain person. I live in a miserable, miserable mud pile of a shtetl. And I couldn't make a penny to bring home to marry off my kids. And I cheated and I lied to because I had to try to get them married, it's true. And while I was in the shuk, I looked at things I shouldn't have looked at and I didn't want to be in the shuk. But I was sent into the shuk because I had to figure out a way how to marry the kids off that you gave me. And now you give me a Beis Din of the Rambam and the Ravid and the Beis Yosef, a Beis Din? So he said, so what do you want? So I want a regular normal Beis Din of people like me. So at this point, the Tzemach Tzedek was quiet, and everybody was listening to the story. And the Tzemach Tzedek says like this, he turns to all the Chassidim, he says, Rabbi Isai, what do you say about Yankel? Innocent or guilty? So they didn't start to ask, what is it? We don't know, we don't know what the problem is. The Tzemach Tzedek said, what do you say? And the whole Oidim screamed out together, Zakai, innocent, innocent. And the Tzemach Tzedek said, that's the psak, innocent. And then they went with a dance into the Beis HaKnesses, into the new shul. And they understood then that it was finally possible for this year, after all of these years, that he'd be able to go to a place in Shemayim. He'd be able to go to some place better in the other world. Ad sheyod alov yodeh talumais. The Baruch Shalom's love for us. That Rambam is not to hurt us. The Rambam doesn't have to be taken to Uman. When I said that, let's take him to Uman. The Rambam doesn't have to be taken to Bnei Brak. That's what the Rambam is telling us. Just like my wife always tells the kids, just try your best. Just try this moment to be the best you could be, this moment. Because yesterday was hafal, tomorrow a dying. But this moment, just try your best. Hashem should help us that we should have a year of trying our best and living in the present. That we should be zayich each and every one of us for a gemach sim betoyim, a good kibben shtior, and the gula shem v'amitis, and hem yamin v'amein v'amein.